track 4. And for once, we start with a real good news story. Opticians save holidaymakers' sight. A woman holidaying in Tynmouth has praised opticians for their sight-saving diagnosis and caring for her beloved dog. Beverly Piers was visiting with her 11-year-old Cavapoo Lola when the vision in her left eye suddenly went cloudy and she could see wiggly lines. She googled the symptoms and found she possibly had a torn retina, but didn't want to leave Lola alone in unfamiliar surroundings. A torn retina often leads to a more serious detached retina, where the retina is lifted away from the back of the eye and permanent blindness can happen in days. Beverly went to the Specsavers Tynmouth store, where staff took care of Lola while Beverly underwent an emergency assessment. Beverly from Nottingham said, "They put me at ease about Lola straight away and the optician confirmed I had a small tear in my retina. I was trying to think of somewhere that would look after Lola because I was on holiday alone and without leaving her with someone I couldn't trust, I couldn't go to hospital. I really would have put Lola's well-being ahead of my own." Staff arranged to take care of the dog themselves, while Beverly was given an appointment at Torbay Hospital and received laser treatment the same day. Beverly said, "I can't thank them enough. Their expert assessment probably saved me from further damage and possible sight loss in my left eye. For the store to take my worry about Lola away so I could concentrate on my eye was incredible. All the time I was in hospital, I was confident Lola was getting lots of fuss and treats. And now she tries to go into Specsavers stores at every opportunity."
Tynmouth revisits Upper Den parking. Tynmouth Town councillors are yet again considering opening up the Upper Den carriageway to parking through the summer months, despite a similar proposal being turned down 2 years ago. Tynmouth Town councillor Robert Phipps set up a working group in April to investigate parking options for the Upper Den carriageway while it is closed for the summer season. Currently, the Upper Den carriageway, which splits the main promenade and the Den, is closed to traffic between May and September. However, the working group argues that the loss of the 100 parking spaces on the Upper Den carriageway during the main tourist season has a negative impact on the town's economy. The working group is set to propose measures including the addition of speed humps, the implementation of a 10-mile-an-hour speed limit, and a ban on camper vans to mitigate safety concerns previously raised by Devon County Council's highways officers. The working group will report back to a full town council meeting on June the 11th. If the working group's proposals are accepted by the full Tynmouth Town Council, the request to open up the Upper Den carriageway throughout the year will be sent to the next Devon Highways and Traffic Orders Committee on July the 18th. And if they are passed at that meeting, the Upper Den carriageway could reopen throughout the year from 2025. At last week's Tynmouth Town Council annual parish meeting, former Mayor Paul Burgess expressed concern that the short timing between the working group being formed and reporting to a full Tynmouth Town Council and Devon HATOC would mean a decision to open up the Upper Den carriageway might be rushed through without public consultation. Another resident at the parish meeting suggested that the working group is biased towards traders who want to open up the road to increase parking and footfall to their establishments. He asked if the membership of the working group could be revisited. Opponents to the plans to open up the road cite safety concerns as the road is frequently used by children and families, particularly between the play area and the skate park. They noted that Tynmouth is a popular family resort with a constant movement of unaccompanied children at this location, as parents and families have become used to the road being closed, offering a traffic-free, safe environment and increased freedom for children and families. They were also concerned about the number of uncontrolled crossing points on the road, which is the main route between the town and the beach.
Amputee to tackle mountain climb. An amputee from Tynmouth is to tackle Europe's highest mountain. Chris Linnett from Tynmouth has been training to scale the 15,771 feet of Mont Blanc. The legal executive, who specialises in personal injury, says it was his son's Lego which helped him walk again after his leg was amputated in 2006. Chris, who wears a prosthetic limb, admits he is terrified by heights. He said, "It's a challenge not many amputees have done. It's unique and it's full of risk. It's about self-development. Every step forward for me is a step forward to that." The father of two's leg was amputated 18 years ago after a motorcycle accident in 2002, which left him in severe pain. He had 30 operations on his leg, including bone grafts after the crash. Chris said, "The weirdest thing is when you wake up and it's not there. There's really no going back. My walking training was my son leaving a trail of destruction with Lego and toys. It was the quickest way to rehabilitation. Climbing Mount Blanc was his long-term goal." He explained, "When I first lost my leg, there's this thing a bit like post-traumatic recovery. People kind of think they can do the most amazing things. Mine was actually Mont Blanc back then." He is prepared for pain as he looks to turn his dream into a reality. He said, "The family have always supported me. They've known I've always wanted to do it, and I'm raising money for good causes." His chosen charities are Limb Power, which supports amputees, and Alcohol Change UK. He will be climbing next week, having undergone crampon and ice axe training in France.